And it's Tuesday, so that means that we are doing this. Are you smarter than Scott Chapman on Ocean 100? All right, and pleased to be joined on the phone all the way from Mill Cove, Darwin Woods. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Awesome. Great to have you here. Have you ever heard the game played before?
I have.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. So you got a leg up. You know how it works. We got three questions for each of you, the same three. And whoever does better is, going to be declared the winner.
He's heard it before and doesn't sound intimidated.
No, he doesn't sound intimidated at all, actually.
I'm intimidated. I'm just not showing it.
Okay, okay. All right, well, don't be intimidated at all. What's going on in Mill Cove today? Anything big happening?
Nope. Gonna head off to the gym later, but other than that, not much.
All right, get a good pump on. Speaking of which, we're gonna send Scott Chapman out to the isolated room. It does have some weightlifting equipment in it there, so he might just get quick swell on himself there. So let's get right down to business here. Up for grabs, $50 gift card from our pals at Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. Of course, you do have to beat Scott Chapman, but just for playing, I'm gonna hook you up with an authentic, original, limited edition Ocean 100 Morning Show mug, okay?
Great.
Okay, all right. Do you fancy yourself a bit of a trivia buff or what?
You never know, because you have some very bizarre questions sometimes.
Thank you. Thank you. I take that. You know what? I like that. Thank you. So here we go. Question number one. What good little witch is Casper's girlfriend? Casper the ghost. What is the name of his girlfriend?
I believe her name was Sabrina.
There is a witch named Sabrina. There is a witch named Sabrina. I'll give you that, but that was not what we were looking for. Wendy. Wendy was her name. Okay. Number two, she won 6 Grammys in one night in 2012. Who is it? She won 6 Grammys in one night in 2012.
It would be the Taylor Swift show.
Ah, it was Adele.
That's all right. I'm doing great so far.
That's all right. These questions are all questions that Scott could very well suck at too. So you're okay. Number three. What decade saw the first woman travel into space? The 50s, 60s, or 70s? What decade?
I'm gonna go with the 70s. Miss Bondar, maybe.
You got skunked. You got skunked. It was.
All right, well, let's see how the other side does.
It was the 60s. Let's
be a playoff yet.
Let's wave the big fella back in here. All right. So, Scott, welcome back. Darwin got 0.
Okay.
So you only need to get 1.
All right.
Okay.
We'll see.
How do you feel?
Well, perhaps they're tough.
Yeah, they are tough. They're very tough today. Darwin also called me on that.
Okay.
All right. Number one, Scott. What good little witch is Casper's girlfriend? Casper the Friendly Ghost. What is his girlfriend's name? Right on.
Judy.
Now, you'll notice I budged you before you answered. It was Wendy.
At least I had a guess.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, I said Judy.
Yeah, after the buzzer. Shh, shh, shh. Number two, she won 6 Grammys in one night in 2012. She won 6 Grammys in one night in 2012. Who is it?
Beyonce.
All right.
Adele.
Adele.
Now, here's what's happening. My favorite thing is happening right now. He is actively cheering against you. I love it. All right. And number three, what decade saw the first woman travel into space? The 50s, 60s, or 70s?
70s.
All right. So I'm going to go back to the drawing board with these questions, okay? Make them a little easier for next week. But
well, that would be a good idea.
We have a tiebreaker now.
What number comes after 2?
Yeah. Might have to just dumb it down a bit. Okay, tiebreaker time. Darwin, do you want it or do you want Scott to take it?
I'll take it.
Okay, all right. So here we go. The first woman to travel into space was Valentina Tereshkova, June 16th, 1963. For the tiebreaker, what decade did the first American woman fly into space? It happened after that.
And when did you say she went?
I didn't say. That's what you have to do.
No, the other lady.
She went in the 60s.
She went in the 60s, so I'm going to go back with the 70s again.
All right, 70s. It's not the 70s.
Was it Sally Ride in the 80s?
It was Sally Ride in the 80s, okay. Scott Chapman. All right, well, that was good. Absolutely zero questions answered correct today.
A barn burner.
A real barn burner. What's in the background? Is that an animal in the background?
Yes, it's a dog with his squeaky, one of them.
Okay, I was going to say, I'm like, someone's chirping in the background hard there about this. So anyway, we're going to still hook you up with...
And he didn't help one bit.
We're going to hook you up with the mug. And guess what? I'm going to give you the $50 gift card anyways, okay?
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, you hang on the line. I'll get your details and we'll fill you in how you can get your prize, okay? Have a great day. Scott. Brilliant showing again this week.
Well, see, I was thinking when you first asked, I was thinking Sally Ride in the 80s.
Yeah.
I did not know that there was a Russian.
I guess I do have the benefit of the
internet.
The internet.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
not
well,
just my
helps.
Brain. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see what happens next week, Scott. Good try.